Oh, you're Jonathan.
I see you've heard of me. Why did you come here at this time of night?
I thought I saw someone prowling round the house. I suppose it was you. Is that your car?
You saw someone at the car?
Yes.
What else did you see?
Just that's all.
I think you're lying.
Oh, I think she tells the truth, Charlie. We let her go now.
I think she's lying. I think she's dangerous.
Take your hands off me!
It's going to be a private funeral.
Teddy, tell these men who I am.
That's my daughter, Alice.
Charlie!
No, Teddy!
What's the matter? What's happening?
We caught a burglar, a sneak thief. Go back to your room.
Oh, Mortimer, where have you been?
To the Nora Bay's Theatre, and I should have known better. Good Lord, who are you?
That is your brother Jonathan, and this is Dr. Einstein.
I've come home, Mortimer.
Who did you say this was, Aunt Abby?
It's your brother, Jonathan. He's had his face changed. Dr. Einstein performed the operation.
Jonathan, you always were a horror, but you have to look like one.
Oh, now, easy, Johnny, easy.
Mortimer, have you forgotten the things I used to do to you when we were boys? Remember the time you were tied to the bedpost?
It is Jonathan. Yes, I remember. I remember you as the most detestable, vicious, venomous form of animal life I ever knew.
Well, now, don't you two boys start quarrelling again the minute you've seen each other.
There won't be any fighting, Aunt Abby. Jonathan, you're not wanted here. Get out.
Dr. Einstein and I have been invited to stay.
Not in this house.
But just for tonight.
I don't want him anywhere near me.
Yes, but we did invite them for tonight, and it wouldn't be very nice to go back on our word.
All right. But the first thing in the morning, out. Now, where are they sleeping?
Well, we've put them in Jonathan's old room.
Well, I'm sleeping in that room. I'm here to stay.
Johnny, we sleep down here.
You bet your life you sleep down here.
You sleep on the sofa, Johnny, and I sleep on the window seat.
Yes, you sleep on the window seat. The window seat? No, let's not argue about it. I mean, that window seat's good enough for me. I'll sleep on the window seat.
You know, Johnny, all this argument, it makes me think of Mr. Spinalzo.
Spinalzo? Well, now, Mortimer, it isn't really necessary to inconvenience you like this. We'll sleep down here.
Jonathan, your sudden consideration for me is very unconvincing.
Come on, Doctor.
Yeah.
We'll be packed in a few minutes, then you can have the room, Mortimer.
You're just wasting your time. I told you, I'm sleeping down here.
Mortimer,
what's the matter, dear?
I've almost been killed.
You've almost been... Abby... Martha?
No, it was Jonathan.
You see, he mistook her for a sneak thief.
No, it was more than that. He's some kind of maniac. Mortimer, I'm afraid of him.
But, my darling, you're trembling. Have you any smelling salts, auntie?
No, but do you think some hot tea or coffee?
Coffee. Make some for me, too, and some sandwiches. I haven't had any dinner.
Oh, we'll make something for both of you.
Do you know what time it is? I mean, why aren't you in bed? It's after 12. 12? Elaine, you've got to go home.
What?
No. You wanted some sandwiches. It won't take a minute.
We'll make a nice supper for both of you. Oh, and we'll open a bottle of wine.
Yes, all right. Let's have a bottle of wine. No wine.
Mortimer, what's going on in this house?
What do you mean? What's going on in this house?
You were supposed to take me to dinner in the theatre tonight. You called it off. You asked me to marry you. I said I would. And 5 minutes later, you threw me out of the house. And tonight, just after your brother tries to strangle me, you want to chase me home. Now listen, Mr. Brewster, before I go home, I want to know where I stand. Do you love me?
I love you very much, Elaine. In fact, I love you so much, I can't marry you.
Have you gone crazy?
I don't think so. But it's just a matter of time. You see, insanity runs in my family. In fact, it practically gallops. That's why I can't marry.
Now, wait a minute. You've got to do better than that.
No, dear, there's a taint in the Brewster blood.
Just because Teddy's a little...
No, it goes way back. I mean, the first Brewster, the one who came over on the Mayflower. You know, in those days, the Indians used to scalp the settlers. Well, he used to scalp the Indians.
Mortimer, that's ancient history.
No, the whole family. I mean, take my grandfather. He tried his patent medicines out on dead people to be sure he wouldn't kill them.
Made $1 million.
And then there's Jonathan. You just said he was a maniac. Well, he tried to kill you.
But he's your brother, not you. I'm in love with you.
And there's Teddy, too. I mean, you know Teddy. Well, he thinks he's Roosevelt. No, dear. No Brewster should marry. I realize now that if I'd met my father in time, I'd have stopped him.
Now, darling, all this doesn't prove you're crazy. Look at your aunts. They're Brewsters, aren't they? And they're the sanest, sweetest people I've ever known.
Mm. Even they have their peculiarities.
My God, there's another one in there.
No, Mortimer, you can't tell me anything about your aunts.
I'm not going to. Elaine, you've got to go home. Something very important has just come up.
If you think you're going to get out of this by pretending you're insane, you're crazy. Maybe you're not going to marry me, but I'm going to marry you. I love you, you don't.
Well, if you love me, will you get the hell out of here?
At least take me home, won't you? I'm afraid.
Afraid? A little walk through the cemetery? Well, good night, dear. I'll call you up in a day or two.
You critic!
Aunt Abby, come here.
Yes, dear, what is it? Where's Elaine?
I thought you promised me not to let anyone in this house while I was gone.
Well, Jonathan just walked in.
I don't mean Jonathan.
And Dr. Einstein was with him?
I don't mean Dr. Einstein. Who's that in the window seat?
Well, we told you, Mr. Hoskins.
It is not Mr. Hoskins. Look.
Now, who can that be?
Are you trying to tell me you've never seen this man before?
Certainly. But this is a fine how-do-you-do. It's getting so that anybody thinks he can walk into this house.
Now, Aunt Abby, now, don't you try to get out of this. That's another of your gentlemen.
Mortimer, how can you say such a thing? Well, that man's an imposter. And if he came here to be buried in our cellar, he's mistaken.
Aunt Abby, you admitted that you put Mr. Hoskins in the window seat.
Yes, I did.
Well, this man couldn't have just got the idea from Mr. Hoskins. By the way, where is Mr. Hoskins?
Oh, well, he must have gone to Panama.
Oh, you buried him?
No, not yet. He's just down there waiting for the service, poor dear. We haven't had a minute what with Jonathan in the house.
Jonathan?
We've always wanted to hold a double funeral, but I will not read a service over a total stranger.
A stranger? Aunt Abby, how can I believe you? I mean, there are 12 men in the cellar, and you admit that you poisoned them.
Yes, I did, dear, but you don't think I'd stoop to telling a fib. Martha?
Oh, Mortimer, I'd like to have a word with you.
A word's about all you'll have time for, Jonathan. You're beginning to bore me.
Yes, dear, what do
you want? Martha, just look and see what's in that window seat.
No.
No, Aunt Abby.
Oh, Jonathan. Jonathan, let Aunt Martha see what's in the window seat. Aunt Abby, I owe you an apology. I have very good news for you. Jonathan is leaving. He's taking Dr. Einstein and their cold companion with him. Jonathan, you're my brother. You're a Brewster. Now, I'm going to give you a chance to get away and take the evidence with you. Now, you can't ask for much more than that, can you? I'll count up to three. One, two, three. Very well. In that case, I'll have to call the police.
Are you still giving me orders after seeing what happened to Mr. Spinalzo?
Spinalzo?
I knew he was a foreigner.
Remember, what happened to Mr. Spinalzo can happen to you, too.
Hello, Miss Abby.
Oh, Officer O'Hara. Is there something we can do for you?
Well, I saw your lights on, and I thought there might be sickness in the house. You've got company. Well, I'm sorry I disturbed you.
No, don't go, Officer. Don't go.
No, don't go.
Officer O'Hara, this is our nephew, Mortimer.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
And this is another nephew, Jonathan.
Oh, pleased to make your acquaintance. Well, it must be nice having your nephews visiting you, Miss Brewster. Are they going to stay for a bit?
I'm staying. My brother Jonathan is just leaving.
I've met you before, haven't I, Mr. Jonathan?
I'm afraid not. He hasn't been home for years.
Ah, your face looks familiar to me. Maybe I've seen a picture of you somewhere.
I don't think so.
Yes, Jonathan, I'd hurry if I were you. Your things are all packed, aren't they?
Well, you'll be wanting to say your goodbyes. I'll be running along.
Yeah, but what's the rush? I mean, I'd like to have you around until my brother goes.
Well, I just dropped in to make sure everything was all right.
Oh, well, we're going to have some coffee in a minute. I mean, won't you join us?
Oh, I forgot the coffee.
Oh, I'd better make some more sandwiches. I ought to know your appetite by this time, Officer O'Hara.
Don't bother. I'm due to clock in a few minutes.
Well, you can have a cup of coffee with us. I mean, my brother will be gone soon. Well, sit down.
Oh, you're not Mortimer Brewster, the dramatic critic, are you?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm certainly glad to meet you, Mr. Brewster. We are in the same line of business.
We are?
Yes. I am a playwright.
Eh?
All this being on the police force is just temporary.
How long have you been on the force?
12 years. I'm collecting material for a play.
I bet it's a honey.
Oh, well, it ought to be. With all the drama I see being a cop, Mr. Brewster, you've got no idea what goes on in Brooklyn.
I think I have.
I got to go and clock in.
Wait a minute, O'Hara. That play of yours, I may be able to help you.
You would?
Mm.
Oh, it was fate my walking in here tonight. Look, I'll tell you the plot.
Ah, you're on your way, eh, Jonathan? Mm. Good. You haven't got much time, you know. But haven't you left something in the window seat? Huh? You can't go without all of your things. Well, O'Hara, it was nice meeting you. I'll see you again and we'll talk about your play.
Oh, I'm not leaving now, Mr. Brewster.
Why not?
Well, you just offered to help me with my play, didn't you? You and me are going to write my play together.
Well, I can't do that, O'Hara. I'm not a creative writer.
I'll do the creating. You just put the words to it.
But, O'Hara...
No, Mr. Brewster, I'm not leaving this house till I tell you the plot.
In that case, Mortimer, we'll be running along.
You can't go yet. You've got to take everything with you. Now, look, O'Hara, you run along now, eh? I mean, my brother's just going.
I can wait. I've been waiting 12 years.
Here's the coffee. Oh, I'm sorry I was so long.
Don't bring that in here. O'Hara, would you join us for a bite in the kitchen?
Are you sure you don't mind eating in the kitchen, Mr. O'Hara?
And where else would you eat?
Goodbye, Jonathan. Nice to have seen you again. Come on, Mortimer.
I'm glad you came to Brooklyn, Jonathan, because it gives me a chance to throw you out. I'll get going now, all three of you.
Doctor, this affair between my brother and me has got to be settled.
Now, Johnny, we got trouble enough. Your brother gives us a chance to get away. What more could you ask?
You don't understand. This goes back a good many years.
Now, Johnny, let's get going.
We are not going. We're going to sleep right here.
With a cop in the kitchen? And Mr. Spinelzo in the window seat?
Ah, that's all he's got on us. We'll take Mr. Spinelzo, dump him in the sea, and come right back. Yeah.
Now, Johnny. Doctor.
You know when I make up my mind...
Oh, yeah. When you make up your mind, you lose your head. Brooklyn ain't a good place for you.
Doctor.
Oh, okay. We got to stick together.
Right. Hide our bags in the cellar.
Okay.
Move fast. Spinelzo can go out the same way he came in.
Hey, Johnny.
Huh?
Come quick.
Well, what's the matter?
That hole in the cellar.
Oh, yeah?
We got an ace in the hole. Look.
A stiff.
Jonathan.
Yes. Mortimer?
I thought I told you to get out
of... We are not going.
Oh, you're not. Mm-hmm. Well, do you want O'Hara to know what's in that window seat?
We're staying here.
All right. This gets me rid of you and Officer O'Hara at the same time.
If you tell O'Hara what's in the window seat, I'll tell him what's down in the cellar.
The cellar?
There's an elderly gentleman down there who seems to be very dead.
Well, what were you doing in the cellar?
Never mind about that. What's he doing in the cellar?
No, thanks, ma'am. I've had plenty.
Now, what are you going to say to O'Hara?
Mr. Brewster, your aunts want to hear my play, too. Shall I get them in here?
No, O'Hara, you can't tell us now. You've got to clock in.
Oh, to hell with clocking in. I'll get your aunts in here and tell you the plot.
No, O'Hara, not in front of all these people. We'll get together alone someplace later.
How about the back room at Kelly's?
Fine. You go and clock in, and I'll meet you at Kelly's.
Well, why don't you two go down to the cellar?
Well, it's all right with me. Where is it?
No. We'll go to Kelly's, but you're going to clock in on the way.
All right. It'll only take me a couple of minutes.
I'll ditch him and be back in 5 minutes.
Wait for me.
We'll wait for him, Doctor. I've waited a great many years for a chance like this.
We got him right where we want him. Did he look guilty?
Have they gone? Oh, we thought we heard somebody leave.
Oh, just Mortimer, and he'll be back in a few minutes. Is there any food left in the kitchen? Get something for us to eat while we bury Mr. Spinelzo in the cellar.
Oh, no.
Oh, but he can't stay in our cellar. No, Jonathan, you've got to take him with you.
There's a friend of Mortimer's downstairs waiting for him.
A friend of Mortimer?
He and Mr. Spinalzo will get along fine together. They're both dead.
They must mean Mr. Hoskins, dear.
Mr. Hoskins?
You know about what's downstairs?
Well, but of course we do. And he's no friend of Mortimer's. He's one of our gentlemen.
Your gentlemen?
And we won't have any strangers buried in our cellar.
But Mr. Hoskins?
Mr. Hoskins isn't a stranger.
Besides, there's no room for Mr. Spinalzo. The cellar's crowded already.
Crowded? With what?
Well, there are 12 graves down there now.
12 graves?
And that leaves very little room, and we are going to need it.
You mean you and Aunt Martha have murdered
me? Murdered? Certainly not. It's one of our charities.
What we've been doing is a mercy.
So you just take your Mr. Spinalzo out of here.
You've done that. Here in this house. And you've buried them down below.
Johnny, we've been chased all over the world. They stay right here in Brooklyn and do just as good as you do.
What?
Well, you've got 12, and they've got 12.
I've got 13.
No, Johnny, 12.
13. There's Mr. Spinalzo, then the first one in London, two in Johannesburg, one in Sydney, one in Melbourne, two in San Francisco, one in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix.
The filling station.
Oh.
The three in Chicago, and the one in South Bend. That makes a 13.
Oh, you can't count the one in South Bend. He died of pneumonia.
He wouldn't have got pneumonia if I hadn't shot him.
No, Johnny, he died of pneumonia. He don't count.
He counts with me. I say 13.
No, Johnny. You got 12, and they got 12. The old ladies are just as good as you are.
Oh, they are they? Well, that's easily taken care of. All I need is one more. That's all. Just one more.
Well, here I am.
Ah, Mortimer. Come in.
Hasn't Mortimer come back yet, Martha?
No.
Oh, it's a terrible thing they're doing downstairs, burying a good Methodist with a foreigner.
I will not have our cellar desecrated. It'll just have to be undone.
Yes, but we promised Mr. Hoskins a full Christian burial.
Ah, right. Now, where's Teddy?
Mortimer, where have you been?
I've been over to Dr. Gilchrist's. I've got his signature on Teddy's commitment papers.
Mortimer, what's the matter with you?
Running round getting papers signed at a time like this.
Do you know what Jonathan's doing?
He's putting Mr. Hoskins and Mr. Spinalzo in together.
Oh, he is he? Well, let him. Is Teddy in his room?
Oh, Teddy won't be any help.
When he signs these commitment papers, I can tackle Jonathan.
Well, what have they got to do with it?
Well, you had to go and tell Jonathan about those 12 graves. Now, if I can make Teddy responsible for those, I can protect you. Don't you see?
No, I don't see. Come along, Martha. We are going for the police.
The police? You can't go for the police.
Why can't we?
Because if you tell the police about Mr. Spinalzo, they'll find Mr. Hoskins too. And that might make them curious. And they'd find out about the other 12 gentlemen.
Mortimer, we know the police better than you do. I don't think they'd pry into our private affairs if we asked them not to.
But if they found your 12 gentlemen, they'd have to report to headquarters. And you couldn't expect a judge and a jury to understand.
Oh, Judge Cullman would.
Yes, we know him very well.
He always comes to church to pray, just before the elections.
Yes, and he's coming here to tea someday, he promised.
Oh, Abby, we must speak to him again about that. He's so lonely since his wife died.
Yes, poor man, of course. Well, now come along to the police, Martha.
No, you can't. I won't let you. You can't leave this house, and you can't have Judge Cullman to tea.
Well, if you're not going to do something about Mr. Spinalzo, we are.
I am going to do something. Now, we may have to call the police in later, but if we do, I want to be ready for them.
You've got to get Jonathan out of this house.
Yes, and Mr. Spinalzo, too.
Oh, will you please let me do this my own way? I mean, I've got to see Teddy first.
Well, if they're not out of here by the morning, Mortimer, we are going to call the police.
They'll be out. I promise you.
Oh, Oh, Labby, that's a relief, isn't it?
Yes, if Mortimer's really going to do something at last, it just means that Jonathan's going to a lot of unnecessary trouble downstairs. Shall we better tell him? Oh, Jonathan, you might as well stop what you're doing in the cellar.
It's all done.
Well, it'll just have to be undone. You were all going to be out of this house by morning. Mortimer's promised.
Oh, are we? Oh, well, in that case, you and Aunt Martha can go to bed and have a pleasant night's sleep.
Yes, come, Abby.
Good night, Auntie.
No, not good night, Jonathan. Goodbye. By the time we get up, you'll be out of this house. Mortimer's promised.
And he has a way of doing it, too.
Oh, well, then Mortimer is back.
Oh, yes, yes, he's up there talking to Teddy.
Goodbye, Jonathan.
Goodbye, Jonathan.
Perhaps you'd better say goodbye to Mortimer.
Oh, you'll see Mortimer.
Yes, I'll see Mortimer.
Well, there now. That's all fixed up smooth like a lake. Nobody would ever know they were down there. Now, come on, Johnny, let's go up to bed, yes?
You're forgetting, Doctor.
What?
My brother, Mortimer.
Oh, Johnny, tonight? We do that tomorrow or the next day.
No, tonight, now.
Johnny, please, I'm tired. And tomorrow I got to operate.
Yes, you're operating tomorrow, Doctor, but tonight we take care of Mortimer.
Okay, we do it, but the quick way.
No, Doctor, I think this calls for something special. Where are the instruments?
I won't do it, Johnny, I won't do it.
Where are they? Oh, yes, you hid them in the cellar. Where?
I won't tell you.
I'll find them, Doctor.
Oh, dear.
Ah, Doctor.
So, you go now. Hey, Mr. Mortimer.
No, Doctor. I'm waiting for something. Something important.
Please, you go now.
Dr. Einstein, I have nothing against you personally. You seem to be a nice fellow. Now, take my advice and get out of this house and get just as far away as possible.
Now, listen. Johnny's in a bad mood. When he's like this, he's a madman. Things happen. Terrible things.
Jonathan doesn't worry me anymore.
Ach, Himmel, don't those plays you'd see teach you anything?
About what?
Well, at least people in plays act like they got sense. That's more than you do.
Oh, you think so, do you? Well, I wish you had to sit through some of the ones I've had to sit through. I mean, take the little opus I saw tonight, for instance. In this play, there's a man. He's supposed to be bright. He knows he's in a house with murderers. I mean, he ought to know he's in danger. Mm-hmm. He's even been warned to get out of the house. But does he go? No. He stays there. Oh. I ask you, Doctor, is that what an intelligent person would do?
You're asking me?
He didn't even have enough sense to be frightened or to be on guard. He just sits there, like this, waiting to be trussed up. And what do you think they use to tie him up with?
What?
The curtain cord.
Oh, well, why not? If good idea, very convenient.
So there he sits, the big dupe, just waiting to be trussed up and gagged.
That's it, Doctor. Now, his legs.
Yeah.
That's fixed him.
You're right about that fellow, Mr. Mortimer. He wasn't very bright.
Now, Doctor, we go to work.
Oh, please, Johnny, the quick way.
Doctor, we're performing before a very distinguished critic.
Johnny.
Doctor.
All right, let's get it over.
All ready, Doctor. Now.
Oh, Himmel!
That idiot, Teddy, stop him! He'll wake the neighborhood. He goes next. That's all. He goes next.
No, no, Johnny, not Teddy. That's where I stop. Not Teddy.
We get to Teddy later.
We don't get to him at all.
We've got to work fast.
Yeah, the quick way. Hey, Johnny.
Yes, Doctor. The quick way.
Hey, the Colonel's got to stop blowing that horn.
Oh, it's all right, officer. We're taking the bugle away from
him. There's going to be hell to pay in the morning. We promised the neighbors he wouldn't do it anymore.
It won't happen again, officer.
I'd better speak to him myself. Hey, Mr. Mortimer, you stood me up. I waited an hour at Kelly's for you. What's happened to him? Why is he tied up like that?
He was explaining the play he saw tonight. This is what happened to the fella in the play.
Did they have that in the play you saw tonight? Ah, they practically stole it from the second act of my play. Why, in my second act, just before the... Well, I'd better begin at the beginning. It opens in the theatre, in my mother's dressing room, where I was born. Only I wasn't born yet. Hey? Yes, well, take the gag out. No, we leave it. You've got to hear the plot without interrupting. Now, when the curtain goes up, my mother's sitting there, making up, see? When all of a sudden, through the door, a man with a black moustache walks in, turns to her and says, Miss Latoire. Unconscious across the table. He's standing over her with a hatchet, and I'm tied up in a chair just like you are, Mr. Mortimer. The place is on fire when all of a sudden, through the window, in comes the mayor of New York. Well, how'd you like my play so far, Doctor?
Well, it put Johnny to sleep.
Well, if he's got no more interest than that, let him sleep.
It's a wonder we're not all asleep.
All right. Well, now, it's 3 days later. I've been transferred, and I'm under charges. That's because somebody stole my badge, all right? I'm walking my beat when a guy I'm following, it turns out, is really following me. Don't let anybody in. So I figure I'll outsmart him. There's a vacant house on the corner. I goes in.
It's cops!
I stands there in the dark, and I see the door handle turn.
Johnny, wake up, wake up. It's cops! Cops! Oh, let me get out of here.
I pulls my guns, braces myself against the wall, and I says, come in! Hello, boys.
What's going on here, O'Hara?
Hey, Brophy, what do you know? This is Mortimer Brewster. He's going to write me, play with me. I'm just telling him the story.
Did you have to tie him up to make him listen? Get him undone, Klein.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
O'Hara, you better report at the station. The whole force is out looking for you.
Did they send you here for me?
We didn't know you were here.
We came to warn the old ladies there's hell to pay. The colonel blew that bugle in the middle of the night and the neighbours are complaining.
The lieutenant says the colonel's got to be put away someplace.
Yes.
Mr. Brewster, I gotta get away, so I'll just run through the third act quick.
Get away from me!
Do you know what time it is, O'Hara? It's after 8 o'clock in the morning.
It is. Well, Mr. Brewster, them first two acts run a little long, but I don't see what we can leave out.
You can leave it all out.
I'd better let them know we found you, O'Hara. Hey, who's that guy asleep there?
That's my brother.
Well, wake him up, someone.
Here, come on, you.
Hello, this
wake
is
up.
Wolfie.
That's it, come on.
Tell the lieutenant he can call off the big manhunt. We got him in the Brewster house.
Huh?
Do you want us to bring him in? Oh, right. We'll hold him right here. The lieutenant's on his way over.
So, I've been turned in, huh? All right, you've got me. And I suppose you and that stool pigeon brother of mine there will split the reward.
Reward?
Grab him.
Now, I'll do some turning in. You think my aunts are sweet, charming old ladies, don't you? Well, there are 13 bodies buried in their cellar.
Teddy!
What are you talking about?
You'd better be careful what you're saying about your aunts. They're friends of ours.
13 bodies. I'll show you where they're buried.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to go down and see what's in the cellar.
Oh, go on down in the cellar with him, Klein.
Oh, I'm not so sure I want to be down in the cellar with him. Look at that face.
You little...
Brophy, get him off me.
Here, what do you think you're doing? Take that.
Oh, thanks, pal. Well, what do you know about that?
Come in.
What the hell are you men doing here? I told you I was going to handle this.
Well, sir, we were just about to...
What happened to him on the floor there? Did he put up a fight?
Oh, this ain't the guy that blows the bugle. This is his brother. He tried to kill Klein.
Turn him over.
Yeah, right. We kind of think he's wanted somewhere.
Oh, you kind of think he's wanted somewhere, do you? You guys should look at the circulars we hang up in the station sometimes. Certainly he's wanted. In Indiana. Escaped from the prison for the criminal insane. He's a lifer.
Was there a reward mentioned?
Yes, and I'm claiming it.
He was trying to get us down in the cellar.
He said there were 13 bodies buried down there.
13 bodies buried in the cellar? and that didn't tip you off when he came out of a nut house?
I thought all along he talked sort of crazy.
Oh, it's Shakespeare O'Hara. Where have you been all night? And you needn't bother to tell me.
I've been right here, sir, writing a play with Mortimer Brewster.
Oh, yes? Well, you're going to have plenty of time to write that play. Get back and report in. You're suspended!
But can I come over sometime and use the station typewriter, sir?
No! And get out of here! Rofi.
Yes?
Take that guy on the floor somewhere else and bring him too. See what you can find out about his accomplice.
His what?
The guy that helped him to escape. He's wanted too. No wonder Brooklyn's in the shape it's in with a police force full of flatheads like you. Falling for that kind of a story. 13 bodies in the cellar.
But there are 13 bodies in the cellar.
Who are you?
I'm President Roosevelt.
What the hell is this?
Now, he's the fellow that blows the bugle.
Well, Colonel, you've blown your last bugle.
Dear me. Well, who's that on the floor? Another yellow fever victim?
What?
All the bodies in the cellar are yellow fever victims.
Brophy, will you get that guy on the floor out of here?
Yes, sir. Come on, Colonel. You help us.
Delighted to be of assistance.
That's right.
Captain?
And who are you?
Captain, I'm Mortimer Brewster.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I'd like to talk to you about my brother Teddy. The one who blew the bugle.
Mr. Brewster, we are not going to talk about that. He's got to be put away.
I agree. In fact, it's all arranged.
Well, where's he going?
Happydale. But I want you to know that everything that's happened round here, Teddy's responsible for. Now, those 13 bodies in the cellar.
Yes. Those 13 bodies in the cellar. Mm-hmm. It isn't enough that the neighbours are all afraid of him. And he's disturbing the peace with that bugle. But can you imagine what would happen if that cockeyed story about 13 bodies in the cellar got around? And now he's starting a yellow fever scare. Marvellous, isn't it?
13 bodies. Do you think anybody would believe that story?
Oh, well, you can't tell. Some people are just stupid enough. About a year ago, a crazy guy starts a murder rumour over in Greenpoint, and I had to dig up a half an acre just to prove that...
Good morning, Mortimer.
Good morning, dear.
This is Mr. Witherspoon. He's come to meet Teddy.
To meet Teddy?
Mr. Witherspoon's the superintendent of Happydale.
Oh, how do you do? This is Captain...
Lieutenant Rooney. I'm glad you're here, Super, because you're taking him back with you today.
Today? I didn't know that...
Not today.
Look, Elaine, I've got a lot of business to attend to, so you run along home and I'll call you up.
Nuts.
I'd no idea it was this immediate.
The papers are all signed. He goes today.
How dare you! You men will find out that I'm no mollycoddle. When the President of the United States is treated like that, what's the country coming to?
There's your man, Super.
Just a minute. Mr. President, I have very good news for you. Your term of office is over.
Oh, is this March the 4th?
Practically.
Well, let's see. Oh, now I go on my hunting trip to Africa. I must get started immediately. I'll get my equipment.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Aunt Abby. Goodbye, Aunt Martha. I'm on my way to Africa. Isn't it wonderful?
Time! Good morning, darlings.
Oh, we have visitors.
This is Lieutenant Rooney.
Oh, how do you do, Lieutenant?
How do you do?
My, you don't look like the fusspot that the policemen say you are.
Well?
And you haven't met Mr. Witherspoon. He's the superintendent of Happydale.
Oh, Mr. Witherspoon. How do you do?
How do you do?
You've come to meet Teddy.
He's come to take him.
Aunties, the police want Teddy to go there today.
Oh, no! Not while we're alive.
I'm sorry, Miss Brewster, but it has to be done.
But we won't permit it. We'll promise to take the bugle away from him.
Yes, we won't be separated from Teddy.
I'm sorry, ladies, but the law's the law. He's committed himself and he's going.
Well, if he goes, we are going too.
Yes, you'll have to take us with him.
Well, why not, Mr. Witherspoon?
It's sweet of them to want to, but it's impossible. You see, we can't take sane people at Happydale.
Oh, Mr. Witherspoon, if you let us live there with Teddy, we'll see that Happydale is in our will. Yes, and for a very generous amount.
Oh, heaven knows we could use the money, but I'm afraid
now,
it's quite...
let's be sensible about this, ladies. I've got serious work to do. You know there are still murders to be solved in Brooklyn.
Yes. Oh, are there?
It's not only his bugle blowing and the neighbours all afraid of him, but things would just get worse. Sooner or later, we'd be put to the trouble of digging up your cellar.
Our cellar?
Yes.
Your nephew's saying that there are 13 bodies buried in your cellar.
But there are 13 bodies in our cellar.
Oh, no.
Well, if you think Teddy invented it, you come down to the cellar with us and we'll prove it to you.
Yes, but there's one, a Mr. Spinalzo, who doesn't belong here and who will have to leave. But the other 12 are our gentlemen.
Well, I don't think the lieutenant wants to go down into the cellar. I mean, well, he was telling me that only last year he had to dig up half an acre. Well, weren't you, lieutenant?
That's right.
Mm.
Oh, but you wouldn't have to dig here. The graves are all marked. We put flowers on them every Sunday.
Flower? Superintendent, don't you think you can find room for these ladies?
Well, they'd have to be committed.
Well, Teddy committed himself. I mean, can't they commit themselves? Can't they sign the papers?
Why, certainly.
No, if we can go with Teddy, we'll sign the papers. Where are they?
Yes, where are they?
Here they are.
He's coming round, Lieutenant.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Klein. Are you here too?
Yes, ma'am. Brophy and I have got your other nephew out in the kitchen.
Well, sign him up, Superintendent. I want to get this all cleaned up.
13 bodies.
If you'll sign right here, Miss Brewster.
And you on this one, Aunt Abby?
Oh, you know, I'm really looking forward to going. The neighborhood here has changed so.
Just think, a front lawn again.
Oh, we're overlooking something.
What?
Well, we're going to need the signature of a doctor.
Oh. Ah. Dr. Einstein, you're just in time. Will you come over here? Hmm? We'd like you to sign some papers.
Oh, no, please. I was just on my way.
Come right over, Doctor. Oh. Oh. One time last night, I thought the doctor was going to operate on me. That's right. Just sign here, Doctor.
Oh.
Good.
Yeah.
And here.
May I use the phone?
Go ahead.
Are you leaving, Doctor?
Oh, I think I must.
Oh, aren't you going to wait for Jonathan?
I don't think we are going to the same place.
We picked up that guy that's wanted in Indiana. There's a description of his accomplice. Read it to me, will you? Yeah. 44, 5'6", talks with a German accent, poses as a doctor. Thanks, Max.
It's all right, Lieutenant. The doctor here has just completed the signatures.
Thanks, Doc. You're really doing Brooklyn a service.
You mean I can go?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, thank you. Heaven will reward you for this. Ladies, Gesundheit. Gentlemen, Mazel Tov.
Now, Mr. Brewster, you sign as next of kin.
Yes, of course. Right here?
That's fine.
And that makes everything complete? Everything legal?
Oh, yes.
Well, ladies, now you're safe.
When do you think you'll be ready to start, ladies?
Mr. Witherspoon, why don't you go upstairs and tell Teddy just what he can take along with him?
Upstairs?
I'll show you.
No, Mortimer, you stay here. We want to talk to you. Yes, Mr. Witherspoon, just upstairs and turn to the left.
Thank you. I shan't be long.
Well, Mortimer, now that we are moving, this house really is yours?
Yes, dear, we want you to live here now.
No, Aunt Abby, this house is too full of memories.
Oh, but you'll need a house when you and Elaine are married. But
darlings, that's very indefinite.
It is nothing of the kind. We're going to be married right away.
Mortimer, you know, we're really very worried about something.
Now, darlings, you're going to love it at Happy Day.
Oh, yes, we're very happy about that. Well, that's just it. We don't want anything to go wrong.
Will they investigate those signatures?
Oh, don't worry. They're not going to look up Dr. Einstein.
Oh, it's not his signature, dear. It's yours.
You see, you signed as next of kin.
Well, of course. Why not?
Well, dear, it's something we never wanted to tell you. But now you're a man. And it's something Elaine should know, too. You see, dear, you're not really a Brewster.
What?
You see, your mother came to us as a cook. And you were born about 3 months afterwards, and she was such a sweet woman and such a good cook, we didn't want to lose her. So our brother married her.
I'm not really a Brewster.
Oh, now don't feel badly about it, dear.
And Elaine, it won't make any difference to you.
Elaine, did you hear? Do you understand? I'm a bastard.
Yes, isn't that nice?
Oh, darling.
Well, now I really must see about breakfast.
So Mortimer's coming over to my house. Father's gone to Philadelphia, and Mortimer and I are going to have breakfast together.
Yes, I need some coffee. I've had quite a night. Well, well, come and see you darlings at Happydale. Goodbye.
Dear boy. Oh, I hope they'll be very happy.
We won't need the wagon. My car's out front.
Oh, are you leaving now, Jonathan?
Yes, he's going back to Indiana. There's some people there who want to take care of him for the rest of his life. Now, come on.
Well, Jonathan, isn't it nice to know you have some place to go to?
We're leaving, too.
Yes, we're going to Happydale.
Then this house is seeing the last of the Brewsters.
Unless Mortimer wants to live here.
I have a suggestion to make. Why don't you turn this property over to the church?
Oh, we never thought of that.
After all, it should be part of the cemetery.
All right, get going. I'm a busy man.
Goodbye, aunties. I can't better my record now, but neither can you. At least I have that satisfaction. The score stands even, 12-all. Goodbye.
Oh, Jonathan always was a mean boy. Never could stand seeing anyone get ahead of him.
I wish we could show him he isn't so smart. Oh, Mr. Witherspoon, does your family live with you at Happydale?
I have no family.
Oh, I suppose you consider everyone at Happydale your family.
I'm afraid you don't quite understand. As head of the institution, I have to keep quite aloof.
Oh, but that must make it very lonely for you.
It does. But my duty is my duty.
Well, Martha, if Mr. Witherspoon won't join us for breakfast, I think at least we should offer him a glass of elderberry wine.
Elderberry wine?
We make it ourselves.
Why, yes, sir. Of course, at Happydale, our relationship will be more formal, but here... You don't see much elderberry wine nowadays. I thought I'd had my last glass of it.
Oh, no. No. This is your last glass, Mr. Witherspoon.